friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The new hymn we're going to be learning is called Amazing Grace. This is probably one of the most popular hymns I think I have ever heard. John Newton was the writer of Amazing Grace. He lived his life for Jesus. John Newton ended up becoming a mighty man of God, all because he came in touch with his Savior and realized what a sinful man he was, but what a great Savior we have in Jesus. Let's learn this song together.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
To start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care for us. Please open our eyes and help us to understand what you want us to learn. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you are back with me again today. We are on the third part of this week, going over the story of two lost sons. Now, do you remember what happened last time? The son in the story wanted to go and ask his father for his inheritance. That means for the money that he would get when his father died. It was very, very rude. It would be like you going up to your mom or your dad or grandpa and grandma and saying, "Can you give me the money that you're going to give me when you die? In fact, maybe you should just die right now so that I can have it." It was very rude, extremely rude. But this son was selfish and greedy, and all he thought about was himself. Well, how do you think the father in our story was feeling? Do you think he was feeling pretty sad? Yes, I'm sure he was. He loved both of his sons. But was it easy to see that his youngest son really didn't love him and didn't care for him, even though his father had given him an amazing home and everything he could ever want? His father knew what would make his son happy in the end and what would not. So he had tried to show him what was right and what was wrong, but his son insisted on having his own way. Finally, what did the father do? We're going to read it together. We're going to go to Luke chapter 15, verse 12. Luke chapter 15, verse 12. Go ahead and get your Bible out. We're going to open it up to the book of Luke. Luke is in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Did you know that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are all books that are about Jesus' life and what he told and the stories he told and the miracles that he did? Well, we are in the book of Luke. So once you find Luke, then we're going to find chapter 15. The chapters are the big numbers in the Bible. Chapter 15. Then once you find chapter 15, you might have to flip a few pages around, looking around in Luke, find 15. Then we're going to look at verse 12. Verse 12 are those little numbers under chapter 15. Okay, so if you find the big number 15, look down the page. You might have to turn the page for those little numbers. For verse 12, what does it say?
And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided to them his livelihood.
What did the younger son want? He wanted his father to give him his inheritance, to divide up the farm, the family goods, the animals, the money, everything that should go to him when his father died. He wanted it now. Did you know that that's what the father did? He divided to them his livelihood. That's what the Bible says. Do you think that the younger son felt happy? Oh, he was so excited. He was going to be free. He was probably smiling as he packed up his things, waved goodbye to everyone, and started off. At last, he was free. From now on, he could do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Oh, that freedom. He was so excited. The money was burning a hole in his pocket. Do you know what that means? Your mom might give you some money, or your grandma, and maybe it's birthday money, like my son. He just had a birthday recently, and he got some birthday money. Do you think that he was like, oh, I'm going to save this for later? No! He was carrying it around in his pocket, and whenever we would go to the store, he'd be like, can I buy this? Can I buy that? Can I get this? Can I get that? He was so excited, and all he wanted to do was spend that money. So when we say that money is burning a hole in your pocket, it means that you are eager to spend it. That's how this son was feeling. He was so excited. Well, how do you think that the older brother felt? Do you think he was sad to see him go? I don't really think so. He didn't like the idea of his father giving his lazy brother all that money, but he didn't complain because he knew that in the end, he would get his fair share. And because he was a hard worker, he would have earned it. So maybe he was tired of his younger brother complaining all the time and being lazy. I don't think he was too sad to see the brother go. But the father was sad. He had tried to convince his younger son that he was making a terrible mistake. But the boy was old enough to choose for himself. As the father watched him go down the road, tears filled his eyes. He stood there till his boy was out of sight, and then slowly he went back to the house. He hoped that his son would find out just how wicked and cruel Satan is before it was too late. If not, his precious boy would be lost. Do you think the father would be watching and praying for him the whole time he was gone, no matter how long he was gone? I know he would. Fathers who care for their sons don't want their sons to get hurt. They don't want them to learn the lessons the hard way. But sometimes we learn the lessons the hard way, don't we? We want to do things our way, no matter what anybody else says, and that can get us into trouble. Well, his son moved to a city far from home. He didn't want anyone trying to follow him. Nothing was going to spoil his fun. And guess what? All of a sudden, he had all kinds of new friends. Why do you think he had all these new friends? Do you think they were friends that would be there for him no matter what? I don't think so. I am pretty sure that those friends saw that he had money to spend and they figured, hey, if he has money to spend on himself, if we're friends with him, then he'll buy things for us. And so we'll get a bunch of stuff. They were not real true friends. They were only friends with his money. They acted like friends, but they were not his real friends. But they did a good job helping him spend his money. There were so many fun things to do. They spent his money and spent his money. Do you think that all of those things made the boy happy? I don't think so. Did you know that Satan tries to get us to think that things that are bad for us will make us happy? Can you think of something that you thought would make you happy, but your parents said it wouldn't be good for you to have it? Many people think that if only I had a lot of money, I would be happy. But that's a lie that Satan tries to get us to believe. No matter how much money you have, it will never be enough. You can be a very, very, very wealthy man, and it will never be enough. There's always more money to get. There's always somebody who's richer than you. Money does not make us happy. I know of somebody who has been using his money to buy all kinds of toys. Now, toys for adults are just like toys for kids, except there's one big difference. You know what it is? The price tag. When adults buy toys, they are very, very expensive. Well, this person that I know has bought many, many toys. And do you think that that's made them happy? They just got a new car. Do you think that made them happy? They just got a new boat. Do you think that made them happy? Oh, no, because then I need a trailer for the boat, and then I need a jet ski to go with the boat. There's all these things that we think will make us happy, but then when we get them, guess what? We just want something else. Money does not make us happy. Things do not make us happy. You know what gives us true happiness and true joy? Following Jesus. Listening to His voice and sharing what we have with others. That is what gives us true joy. I know I want to share with others. What are some ways that you can share with others? That you can make it not always about you, but about others? Well, think about a birthday party. I know of some people that they had a birthday party, and instead of asking for gifts, they asked for toys for animals. And then they all went to a local animal shelter and gave those toys to the animal shelter for all the animals, instead of the girl getting all her gifts. Wasn't that a neat idea? It's things like that, when we look for ways to help others, that is what brings us the most joy. Not getting things, not getting the latest toys, not getting the latest video games, not getting the latest movies. Those things don't last. They don't bring true happiness, true joy. Following Jesus and sharing with others, that is what brings true joy. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to have your selflessness that we will give to others and help others, and that will bring us the most joy. Lord, Satan tries to trick us into thinking that if we just had more money or we just had more toys, that we would be happy. But that is not true. That is a lie. You give us happiness. Help us to look for ways to share with others. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to do our memory verse. Are you ready for it? Let's sing our memory verse song together.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.